Megillah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Aleph. We're in the last of the Mishnayos of the Ein Bein. Ein Bein Shiloi LeYerushalayim, we discussed before. Shiloi also had a din of a Bama Gedoyla. It wasn't just a temporary place. It was Kiloi Bas Al Anachal Al Amenucha. Both of them have a din of a Mokum Kavur, but it's not a Mokum Lo Netzach. So there's no Heta Bamas by Shiloi. And that's the main difference between Shiloh and all the other places. Noiv Givon, Gilgal, where the Mishkan was temporarily. There's no Heter Bomis. On that, the Mishkan says, Ein Ben Shiloh Yishalayim. There's really no difference between the two. Elo, Shebeshiloh Eichem Kotshim Kalim Umay Sesheni B'chol HaRoya. Ubi Yishalayim Lifnim Minachoyma. That means we know that there's a din, Torah describes in Pashas Re'ei, that the Mokum of Achilas Kotshim, there are certain dinim that are shaykh to the whole of Yerushalayim. Achilas kochim, kochim kalim that is. Kochim kadoshim has to be eaten in the Azor by the Kehanim. It's a chelik of the avoided eaten mozichre kohuna only in the Azor. Lufnim in akloim, the Mishnah says in Ezum Mekoyman. But the din of kochim kalim eaten in the whole Yerushalayim, the same is true also legabi maise sheni. The question is till where that mokim extends. It's the mokim of Machne Yisrael, that's Somuch, the whole ear, that's Somuch to that place where the Mishkan is. How far does that extend? So he says like this, Shiloh, there wasn't a city around, there wasn't a city that was Meshach Shaychi to, it wasn't B'chol Ho'ir. So Shiloh is K'chol Ho'roya. That was the Shir. The truth of the matter is, in the context of the Psukim, the definition is a little bit vague. The pasuk just says, "Legabei b'chor, ma'aser sheni." These things that have to be eaten in Yerushalayim. V'achalto lefnei Hashem lekecha b'mokum asher yivcha l'shaken shmoy shom. So you have to eat b'mokum asher yivcha, refers to that place, Nachla Menucho. V'achalto lefnei Hashem. What's lefnei Hashem? So lefnei Hashem over here refers to Yerushalayim. That we understand. Chazal understand that all of Yerushalayim is lefnei Hashem. This, by the way, is the famous tzushtel. That, let's say, by mitzvahs lulav, that shivas yomim, smachten lefnei Hashem lekechem shivas yomim, is that all of Yerushalayim, the Medayik and the Rambam, Achren, the Aruch HaLener, and others, that all of Yerushalayim has a din of lefnei Hashem, that there's a mitzvah shivas yomim. That's why the oilam from Yerushalayim is makbid to take the lulav again. You take wherever you daven, but it's only the Rabbanon there. If you come to the Altstadt, to the Kaisel, so you take the lulav again, because you become a mitzvah deraisa. Al-Kabbanim, that's Yerushalayim. Shiloh doesn't have a natural place that's Lefnei Hashem. The Gemara darshins from a posuk, Hishom lecho pentalo elosecho, b'chom mokum ashetire, the whole place that's seen by what? So Chazal darshin, that it means, b'chom mokum ashetire, ein atamala, avala ta'oicho, b'chom mokum shetire. It's a Gemara in Zvokim, then the Zvokim daf kuf yud ches. Lefnei menachoyim is Kedushas Yerushalayim. So that we understand. V'kan kotshe kadoshim necholm lufnim in akloim, like we mentioned before, kotshe kadoshim has to be eaten bazar, it's a chelek of the avodah. Kedushas shiloi yesh achareo heter, u'kedushas Yerushalayim en achareo heter. What does that mean? Kedushas Yerushalayim is irrevocable. Once the Mishkan settled in Yerushalayim, that was its place. Nachlo, that's its only place. The same way Nachlo doesn't have two addresses. Person has a son, that's the place where his Yerusha goes. Shiloh was only called Minucha. It was a resting place. It was a permanent place, but it wasn't. It was a Mokum Kavua, but it wasn't permanent. Let's put it that way. So, Meli Yeshach Reheter, the Novi knew that wasn't the final place, and they looked for another place after the Mishkan in Shiloh was destroyed. Perek Beis. Hakoyos Megillah Mafreya. We finished a lot of Mishnayos on Fashidne and Yonim, which was very enriching. Now we're back to Hilchas Megillah. Somebody reads the Megillah L'mafreya. L'mafreya always all over Shas. We're looking at something retroactively. The retroactively over here means out of order. The Rav brings an interesting record from the Gemara. The Pasuk says, V'ayomim ho'ela niskorim v'nasim. The days in the Megillah are remembered and they're done. So the doing and the remembrance of what happened goes together. Asiyas hayomim i'efshol l'mafreya. You can't make days out of order. You can't make Chamisha Osa Koidim the 14th. So also in the Zechira, in the chronicle of what's going on, it also has to be read Kesidron. Kero al peh, if it's read bal peh, Niskorim means something that's read from a sefer. The Rab brings a makor because by the original writing that was Mechir Samolik, the pasuk says Ksoiv zoizikorim basefer. And over there, it means basef. That means zikorin is always read. This is a makar, by the way, that even though the Torah says zocha esa she'osa l'cho ha'molek, Torah says, remember, how do you know it means to read from the Sefer Torah? Where does it say? The Rishonim don't have a clear makar, but l'chor, this is the makar. Some of the Rishonim make this tzushtal, that zikorin means mitoich sefer. It has to be from a kosher Sefer Torah. Now, how do you know it has to be read barabim? So it can't sign a Sefer Torah. A kriya has to be, you call him the tzibur, so maybe it has to be Barab. This is a din, by the way, it's not foolish in the Mishnah. Ken Zayin, that it's a call to arms, that Klai Yisrael has to go to battle against Amalek. So by definition, it has to be Betzibur, something that the Achrenim don't have an easy time finding a clear Makar. But Al Kapanim, the fact that Zikorin is Basefer is a din that the Gemara says, L'gavi this, in the Megillah, Yinat Yaitza Bal Peh. Or Kuro Targum, let's say it was written down in Targum Loshen, B'chol Loshen, it's a loizu avzu. If you're not yaitzu with targum, which has a certain kedusha as part of the Torah, when we're mavesedru with targum, that means that it's part of the kriya, even though it's in a different loshon. Cholosh and lechayim by kal vachayim lo yotze. We'll just add something for a sheni yediyah. The pasuk that we just mentioned by Mechias Amolek, the Megillah, is also a chronicle of Mechias Amolek. The battle against Haman and Amalekim is the Madura Basa Mechias Amalek. The first battle against Amalek was in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. So the pasuk says, "Ksoiv zayz basefer v'sim ba'ozne Yeshua." So the Goyim points out, "Ksoiv zayz basefer" is like Torah Shemichsav. V'sim ba'ozne Yeshua. Moshe telling over ba'ozne Yeshua is Torah Shemalpeh. Moshe is Torah Shemichsav. Yeshua ben Nun is the first manchel of Torah Shemalpeh. Is the first mekabel. Moshe kibul Torah v'sinu v'sorli Yeshua. Stam avot. Here the Mishnah says a chiddush, even though you have to read it in Lashon HaKodesh. But if somebody doesn't understand Lashon HaKodesh, well, let's say that more accurately, maybe he understands Lashon HaKodesh. All you have is a Megillah that's written in a different language. It's only if he understands it. A loyish shama ashuris. Somebody who speaks another language, the Balashan Chazal, Aloyes, is somebody who speaks Laz. And Laz is any other language besides Lashon HaKodesh. We say in Halal, B'tzeis Yisrael Mimitzayim, Beis Yaakov Me'am Loyes, from an Am that talks a different language. So for a person who talks English or French, to hear Shishoma Ashuris, the Mishnah over here doesn't say Lashon HaKodesh, it says Ashuris. Interesting. Yotzavadi Yotze B'Lashon HaKodesh. The only person who could be Yaitza in Laz, in English or French, is only somebody who understands the language. The place can learn out from here basic halacha. Krish Mosi Yaitza B'chol Lashon. A person who doesn't understand is Yaitza when he says it B'Lashon HaKodesh. But a person who says it in English and doesn't understand what he's saying, or the words are too hard and he doesn't understand the words, is not Yaitza. Same idea. Now, what's not clear in the Mishnah over here is, we just read that when you read B'chol Lashon Lo Yotza, L'chay is talking about the way it's said, because he's reading B'chol Lashon, what he means to say is somebody who doesn't understand, somebody who does understand, the safe in the Mishnah is B'vura, that is good. How is it written? It's written in English? Now we'll have to see a Mishnah Beis. B'al-Kabbalim over here is B'vura, the etzim chiluk between somebody in another language if he understands it. So you can be Yaitz. You can't hear English if you don't understand it. It's called that it wasn't read. It's not a language. The word is, the way the Achrenim Magdir it, Lashon HaKodesh is a language be'etzem. It's the real language. Every other language is a derivation or a corruption of Lashon HaKodesh. It's only a language for those that speak it and understand it. Lashon HaKodesh is a language, is communication, is dibur be'etzem. So really, you Yaitz even if you don't understand it. Granted, the Gemara says as far also, the Rishonim, bring that the pshat is that if somebody hears in Lashon HaKodesh, he's hearing it together with the tzibur, the lack of understanding is his problem. He'll go and he'll hear the explanation from a chacham who can be mazbetim. So now that's why he's Yaitzin.